Trudeau government cuts off arms sales to Israel. By Joel B. Polak on March 19, 2024. The Canadian government of Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Tuesday that it is ending arms sales, such as they are, to Israel, bowing to pressure from left-wing radicals as Israel fights against genocidal Palestinian terrorists. According to Al Jazeera, Canada's arms exports to Israel are minuscule, amounting to less than $90 million over the past 9 years. The vast majority of Canada's military exports to Israel come in the form of parts and components. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, reacted angrily, according to the Times of Israel. "I'm sorry that the government of Canada is taking this step that undermines Israel's right to self-defense in the face of Hamas murderers who carried out terrible crimes against humanity and against innocent Israelis, including the elderly, women and children," he says in a statement. "History will judge the current acts of Canada harshly," he says. Trudeau has adopted a posture toward Israel and the war against Hamas that has been inconsistent at best. Canada sided with Israel after opening arguments at the International Court of Justice at The Hague in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide. But Canada also restored funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, after staff at the organization were accused of participating in the October 7 terror attacks against Israel. Earlier this week, the Canadian Parliament adopted a resolution calling for a two-state solution to the conflict, after left-wing politicians wanted an even stronger resolution, calling for the recognition of a Palestinian state. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.